This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Hi folks, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenrith, and I've got some really great bluegrass music lined up for you now. That opening track was one tune that I wrote fairly recently in the last couple of years, and one called There and Back. And it's a nice simple tune, and I was helped in the recording of it by my good friend Jean-Luc Leroux from New Caledonia, or sometimes from France and sometimes from the USA. But he played rhythm guitar and a beautiful mandolin break in there. That was a tune There and Back with some nice simple notes to it and some harmonics in there, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now we're going to hear a couple of old timers playing. Always like some of these old timers playing music. They started playing bluegrass music together in the late 1940s, Lester Flatt and Mac Wiseman. And here they are in 1973. They're sort of reunited, doing some of their old songs together. I actually got to see this band, and it was great to see them. Here they are doing a very sad song, Really Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. And it sounds like this.
Once I had a little sweetheart I loved dearly. We planned the day when she would be my own. Another man he stole my darling from me. And there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. And there ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Oh, won't you write these words upon my head? Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. And I had a loving mother, dear, and daddy. They've gone to live where the angels love to dwell. They found eternal life way up in heaven, where I'll find my reward no one can tell. Oh, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Oh, won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're the only one that's never done me harm. I'm closer while I pat your head over. Oh, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Oh, won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, nice to hear the old guys singing together, and they do a fine job. Haskell McCormick on banjo and a very young Marty Stewart on mandolin there, and Charlie Nixon on the dobro and some other rhythm guitarists and a bit of percussion going on there. Let's listen now to Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie from the album The Touch of Time. I've always loved Bill Emerson's banjo playing, always very clear and says precisely what it wants to do, and just as all his solos sound right to me. And here they are doing a classic tune called Love Gone Cold. The band, I better mention them, Bill Emerson on banjo, of course, Wayne Lanham on mandolin, and he does lead and harmony vocals, Chris Staffel on guitar, he also does lead and harmony vocals, Terry Chisholm on bass, she sings as well, and Jenny Lee Obert on fiddle, and Wayne Lanham played fiddle on track 10, which is the one we're going to hear, so they're getting in there. Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie. This is what they sound like.
Now your love has done gone cold. I've no one needs my weary soul. I'm all right, I found my only goal. Love gone cold. Mm-hmm. I ever done to you, that you treat me like you always do. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold. What will I do when you are gone? I can't take an empty life alone. What have I to say when I grow old? Love gone cold. I need you, dear, this I know. Your love means more to me than gold. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold. Love gone cold.
That was a great version of that song. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. Oh, Bill Everson's banjo playing just drives along beautifully, just like he did with Jimmy Martin, like he did with the Country Gentleman, like he did always done with his own bands, like he did with Country Current, the U.S. Navy band that he played in for 20 years and managed to earn himself some money to live on when he was retired, which you don't get when you're playing bluegrass music. So good on Bill Emerson for doing that. Ah, here's a classic banjo tune, Earl Scruggs and his Tuning Pegs, his Scruggs Tuners, where he could take the banjo from a regular G tuning down to a D tuning, and that was the original intention of it, just to change them, but banjo players became enthralled with the actual sound as you turn the tuning peg and you changed your second string B note down to an A note. It went down, and the G went from a G down to an F sharp down, and turning them up, you got a great sound. And Earl put it into a tune called Flint Hill Special, named after the little town that he came from. And here's the Earls of Leicester playing this classic tune with Charlie Cushman on the banjo. Sounds like this.
Thank you.
Isn't that a great tune? When Earl Scruggs introduced that tune, crowds must have just gasped at what he was doing. I mean, even the fancy ending on that, which banjo players like me have spent hours just trying to get some of the aspects of it right. But the tune always sounded great, and I can remember performing that tune. I got a set of those Scruggs tuners and put on my old Gibson RB100 way back in the day, just so I could do things like that. And it was very good fun doing it. Oh, we're going to hear from a group that hasn't played much on Back Porch Bluegrass. It's from a CD called Dr. Banjo Steps Out, and it's Peter Werdick and friends, and he's got some great friends, believe me, and they play some good bluegrass music. We're going to listen to another classic-y sort of bluegrass tune called Big Rock in the Road, and the lineup, as you can imagine, the lineup changes on right through the whole album. But the lineup on this one is Pete Wernick on banjo and Joan Wernick, his wife, on vocals, Alan Sinorki on guitar. Sorry, Alan, I don't know how to pronounce your surname. Howie Tarnoa on mandolin, Michael Gold on bass, and Kenny Kosek on fiddle. And this is a real driving bluegrass standard, Big Rock on the Road, and they could be driving around a lot of New Zealand roads when we get a lot of rainfall and the roads that are cut through the mountains have got big cliffs on the sides, as always, and you quite often find a big rock on the road because the extra rain has caused pieces of the cliff to come down and land on the road. Big Rock on the Road. So this is an American bluegrass tune written for New Zealand conditions, and it sounds like this. A lot of energy gone into that song. That'll be good fun to play. I think we ought to learn it. Good tune to get the banjo worked up on. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you songs and tunes from albums that I have on my shelves. I've got lots of shelves of CDs of bluegrass music and some shelves of LPs that I started collecting way back in the 1960s when I fell in love with bluegrass music. And basically the way I treat this show is I've got all these gems sitting there waiting to be played, and I'm delighted to be able to share them with you. I hope you're enjoying some of my selections. Some of them bring back memories. memories. Some of them are new to me. I haven't heard them for ages, or if at all. And occasionally people give me LPs. We'll talk about that just a little bit later. The last few weeks I've been suffering a little bit with bronchitis or influenza, and my throat is fairly scratchy. If I sound a bit different from the way that I usually do, that's because I have to stop every now and then and have a cough. But coming right, I've got all my energy back, and I'm starting to enjoy things again. We're going to hear from Starlet and Big John. The album is called Living in the South, and occasionally I get CDs sent to me from Rebel Records. They do a fine job of keeping me up to date with a little bit of music, and Starlet and Big John were new to me. They've got David Carroll playing banjo, Jonathan Dillon on mandolin, and Ron Stewart, who produced the album, plays fiddle and a bit of dobro and does harmony, and gets a really great sound out of the band. The first track I'm going to play from them is one that's got a neat name. You know that I am attracted by odd names on songs, and this is Quit Quitting You, and it's written by Starlet Boswell herself and Big John, and Starlet gets to sing it. So let's hear what Quit Quitting You sounds like.
Another day for me to try to get your memory out of mine. It's a fight I know I'll lose. I might as well quit
Starlet and Big John, Quit Quitting You. Good title for a song. I hope you enjoyed their music. You're listening to Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and the program is Back Porch Bluegrass, and brought to you by myself, Paul Trenwith, the host, and my record and tape collection of bluegrass music accumulated for the last 60 years, I guess. And I'm very much enjoying presenting this show to you, and I'm supported in this by Shearer's Music Works. They are the sponsors for the show, and if you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, go and see the people at Shearer's Music. Very helpful people. They're all musicians in the shop, and they know the sort of thing that will help you get your music to where it needs to be. Maybe a better guitar or mandolin or a ukulele or a violin or all those sorts of instruments, or all the spares, all the strings that you could want, and the songbooks, and lots of things you can find from Shearer's Music Works. They've been supporting music around the Hamilton and wider Waikato area for longer than I've been playing. Andy Shearer was a fine musician and a pianist in bands in the 1950s and 60s all around Hamilton, and he started a music shop, and they're still going, run by his son David. Interviewed David several years ago. Time I got him on again, actually. I must do that. Anyway, that's the story of how the show comes to be. I hope you're enjoying it. Recently, a good friend of mine, Barry Patterson, gave me a box of LPs. He had digitized everything that he'd wanted to, and the LPs were surplus to requirements, and there's some real treasures in there. So many of my shows in the last few months and in the few months to come will be featuring some music from Baz's LPs, which I haven't had in my collection. And we're going to hear from Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. Now, I knew about these guys based in Massachusetts, and but I just never had one of their LPs. Absolutely delighted to get this from Baz. The band is Joe Val on mandolin and vocals. He's a native of Massachusetts. He played with the Lilly Brothers and Tex Logan in the Hillbilly Ranch in the 1950s, and with Bill Keith and Jim Rooney in the 1960s, then with the Charles River Valley Boys. They did that wonderful Beatles LP too. And he started the New England Bluegrass Boys in the late 1970s. This is sort of even precedes my era. Dave Dillon on guitar comes from Massachusetts as well. Teamed up with Joe in 1973. He worked with Don Stover, White Oak Mountain Boys. Paul Silvius on banjo was also from Massachusetts. Trained as a classical singer and instrumentalist, but built himself a banjo after hearing Ralph Stanley. Isn't that cool? And he joined the band in 1976. Eric Levinson came up from New York. And he wasn't the only guy not born in the Boston area. He previously played with Lightning Express and Tasty Licks and joined the band. They put together some fine bluegrass music from up there. And I know I can identify them because I played bluegrass music in a band that was a long way away from the origins of bluegrass music, but we had a great time doing it. I'm going to play two tracks in a row from Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys. Joe plays the mandolin and sings the high tenor part. Dave does a lot of the lead. Paul does some of the banjo harmonies. We're going to hear Not a Word from Home, which is a Roy Acuff song. Joe sings leads throughout with Dave doing the tenor and Paul the baritone. Then Long Time Gone. It's in the tradition of the old-time brother duets. Dave does the lead, Joe does the tenor, and they do a fine job of it. And let's hear Joe Val and the New England Bluegrass Boys.
No, not a word. No, not a word. No, not a word from home anymore. Yeah.
If only I could hear just one little word from Mother and Daddy, my heart would fill with cheer. Each day I take a walk, I travel down the trail. Each day the postman tells me no letter in the mail.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore.
If only I could hear one little word from home, my heart would be so gladdened I never more would roam. The days have turned to weeks, the weeks have turned to years, without one little word from the ones I love so dear.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore.
I'm going home tomorrow, I'm going home to stay. I'm going home tomorrow, I can't live on this way. When last I heard from Mother, she said they were okay. But something could have happened, they're getting old and gray.
No, not a word, no, not a word, no, not a word from home anymore. Cheated me and made me lonely. I tried to be your very own. There'll come a day you want me only, 'cause when I leave, I'll be a long time gone. I'll be a long time gone, I'll be a long time gone. Yes, when I leave, I'll be a long time gone. You're gonna be sad, you're gonna be weeping, you're gonna be blue and all alone. You regret the day you see me leaving, 'cause when I leave, I'll be a long time gone. I'll be a long time gone, I'll be a long time gone. Yes, when I leave, I'll be a long time gone. My face through tears and sorrow, you miss the love you call your own. Baby, there'll be no tomorrow, 'cause when I leave, I'll be a long time gone. I'll be a long time gone, I'll be a long time gone. Yes, when I leave, I'll be a long time gone.
Oh, that's Joe Vell and the New England Bluegrass Boys, and from the mid-1970s, and that's what the bluegrass music sounded like then. Sometimes Joe was known for his Monroe-ish mandolin playing and his high tenor vocals, and they put together a good sound as a band. I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks, Baz, very much for that LP. That was an Everly Brothers song, believe it or not. I've never heard the Everly Brothers do it, but that's where they said they got it from. While we're on the brother duets, let's hear from Dudley Carnell and Don Rigsby from the album Another Saturday Night, a two-part duet as well. I just love it. The classic song, Where Is My Sailor Boy? This is what they sound like.
Oh, where is my sailor boy? Oh, where is my sailor boy? He sleeps in the bottom of the deep blue sea, and he can't come back to me. I'll spend all my futures on and gaze at the misty blue deep sea as you hold him to your breast. Does he mention my name to you? Oh, what does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it foams, and rolls on its weary way. Is he sleeping peacefully? The winds from the north are blowing icy cold. Can you keep him warm for me? If only my dream is so, the token if I could find. If only the waves would show me where he sleeps, I would leave this world behind. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it foams, and rolls on its weary way. On the crest of a wave, I said, take it, please, and let it sit upon my lover's watery grave. And this was my watching place. My roots never come back again. So the wave take another message to my love, saying, I'll meet him above. What does the sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it falls, then rolls on its weary way.
Oh, I just love that sort of thing. The two-part duet and the mandolin and the guitar together. They did a great job there, Dudley Carnell and Don Rigsby. We're going to hear from a band that's not featured much on Back Porch Bluegrass. The album is called Simple Little Town, and the band is Unspoken Tradition, and I think they're a North Carolina band. From the sound of it, young guys, Audie McGinnis on guitar and a lot of the lead vocals. his brother Zane McGinnis on banjo, Lee Shuford on dobro, and he also did some lead singing, Matt Warren on bass, Tim Gardner on fiddle, and Ty Gilpin on mandolin and occasional lead vocals. They all get to sing. That's the way with bands these days. They always have a variety of lead singers and get a great sound happening there. And I've picked another track that's got an interesting title, Stick Shifts and Safety Belts. I've never heard safety belts mentioned in the title of a song before, but the band Unspoken Tradition does it. Let's hear what they say about them.
1, 2, 3, 4. Stick shifts and safety belts, bucket seats, they've all got to go when we're driving in the car, and it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. While driving in the Malibu, it seems I want to get right next to you, and I'd say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. Safety belts, bucket seats have all got to go, and we're driving in the car, and they make my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
Oh, they sound like a very energetic band, and they played that well. Very driving and very traditional in some aspects, and with some very neat arrangements. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'll give a big shout out to all the access radio stations throughout New Zealand that take Back Porch Bluegrass, different times of the day and night. You can hear this program being aired, and if you're enjoying it from wherever you live, there's a whole bunch of stations: Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, and of course Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we also do a deal where we have some Canadian shows on our access stations here, and they have some New Zealand shows on their access stations. So CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, different access stations in Canada take Back Porch Bluegrass as well. So does Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. So if you're listening on any of those stations, thanks very much for not turning your radio off and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And of course, I'm aware many of you download it from Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, all the different places you can download and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass and take it on your daily walk or your motorbike ride or your fishing trip or all those sorts of places where it's good to have bluegrass music going while you're doing an activity. Oh, what am I going to say? I'm going to say that we're going to hear Bill Emerson and Sweet Dixie again with a banjo instrumental called Electric Avenue, and it doesn't sound very electric to me. It's just Bill Emerson's great banjo playing. Sounds like this. Was Bill Emerson with Electric Avenue. We're going to hear from Unspoken Tradition again. This is a song attributed to the writing of Carter Stanley. I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
lonesome, lonesome, pining away.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way. I'm drifting like a ship lost at sea. In a world of despair, it's so lonesome here. Why don't you come back to me?
Lonesome, lonesome, finding a way.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way. I believed you with all my heart and soul, but you broke every vow and it's all over now. I'm left in this world all alone.
Lonesome, lonesome, finding a way.
Now you say it's best we part, even though it breaks my heart. I'm lost and I'll never find the way.
Lost and I'll never find the way.
Oh, that's a full-on version of that song. They've got a great sound, haven't they? Unspoken tradition. Time for a gospel song. So we're going to get Starlet and Big John to do this one. It's a pretty rapid gospel song. This one called Safely in the Arms of Jesus.
Safely in the arms of Jesus, here like a mother holds her babe. I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, and I will be when he calls me away. Say, old time preacher man, could you help me understand just what you got that always keeps you smiling? To die, but I don't know how to live here. He picked up his worn out Bible and he said, I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, and like a mother holds her babe. I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, and I will be when he calls me away. Reassuring smile, he looked up and said, I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, held like a mother holds her babe. I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, and I will be when he calls me away. like a mother holds her babe. I'm safely in the arms of Jesus, and I will be when he calls me away. Yes, I will be when he calls me away.
Oh, that was Starlet and Big John with a gospel song there. We've got time for a song from the Pipihi Pickers, one of New Zealand's top bluegrass groups. They do a fine job. Gary Bigwood on mandolin, Janine Abarbanel on bass and most of the lead vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, and his son Nat Torkington on banjo. Nat also plays with the band You, Me, Everybody. And this is from their first CD, As Is Wearers, and it's a song called Hitchcock Railway. Let's hear the Pipihi Pickers from New Zealand.
Railway,
soft ride,
made for comfort,
been tried,
guaranteed passport, Hitchcock Railway, I better not fail to pay, hey I'm gonna fly, lift my mind, testify, tell the crowds in line, quick stop, good day, Hitchcock Railway, yeah.
Been tried.
Guaranteed passport. Hitchcock Railway. Railway. I better not fail to pay. Hey, I'm gonna fly. Lift my mind. Testify. Tell the crowds in line. Quick stop. Good day, Hitchcock Railway. Yeah.
Just about time to say goodbye now. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place. Bye.
Yeah, I'm gonna go away on a train ride. On a train ride. On a train ride.
Free fare.
Coming, you better start running.
State line,
ask the track man.
On time,
jump on anyway. Hitchcock Railway.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.